God, I come before you right now, God. I just thank you and praise you, God, for giving us opportunity to come into your presence. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be here right now. I thank you, Father God, for working in our hearts and working in our lives, Lord God, just being there for us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just helping us each and every day, God. Everything that we face, everything that we encounter, God, you give us understanding. You open up some things, and even if we're not sure, Lord, you find a way to help us get through. You help us, Father God, in every area of our lives. Some way, shape, or form, Father God, you just show up. And you just make a way, or you move some stuff out of the way, or you give us a dream, you give us a call, somebody calls us, somebody gives us encouraging word, God, you are always there. Sometimes we just feel you, and we just feel your peace just overtake us, and we just know it's you, and we have that confidence and assurance, Lord God, that you are right there with us through it all. Even when it's tough, God, we just appreciate that. Even when it's hard, God, we appreciate that. And we thank you, Lord, for being there for us in those rough times. In those times, Lord God, we don't even know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to pray. Sometimes, Lord God, we're just in silence. But you hear our heart cry. You hear our hearts, Lord. And you know what we need. And you send it right on time. You're never late. And you're there to comfort us, to love us, to build us up, to help us. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for being there for us. We thank you for being there for our children, our family, our loved ones, those that are around us. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us safe from all the harm and danger, seen and unseen, God. In spite of everything that's happened or could happen, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, that you will never change. You are always the same. And that your arms are always wide open and we can run to you. We can pour it out, Lord God, everything that concerns us, everything that has us, Lord God, in a place of insecurity or not being sure. God, we know that we can come to you and then you can build us back up. You can settle some things. You can rearrange some things, God. You can lift up that heavy burden. And then you can give us that peace and that assurance and that confidence, God, that you know exactly what you're doing. And all we have to do is just hold on just a little bit longer. Just hold on, Father God, and we trust, Lord God, that you know what's best. We trust, Father God, that you will pull out everything, God, that you will rearrange some things, Lord God, that you will settle some things. God, that you will help us in our mind and in our heart, God, that we will never be the same, God. Each and every day, God, that we come into your presence, Father God, that you are changing us, Father God, that we will not go back to that old, but we will keep walking forward. We'll keep pressing forward, regardless of what it looks like or what it feels like, God. We will not give up. We will not throw in the towel because you, God, are faithful and you keep your word and you will never leave us but forsake us. You do so much, Lord God. And no matter how hard it gets, God, we're going to hang on there. We're going to hold on, Father God. We're going to believe, God, because you've done so much. You've proven yourself over and over again. We believe you, God. We believe you right now. Right now, Father God. We do. Because you have made a way, God. You have opened the doors. We just wait for you to say, okay, go through. God, continue to uproot those things hidden down in our hearts. Continue to remove that fear and doubt. Continue to uproot the selfishness and greed. God, the anger, the resentment, the bitterness. God, keep pulling that stuff out. God, help us to keep confessing it, not be ashamed and embarrassed. Lord God, help us, Lord God. God, as we release these things, Lord God, that we don't hold on to, that we keep knowing about you, that we keep coming to you, that we don't stop, that we keep laying before you and say, God, help. That we keep crying out, Father God, even when we get frustrated and angry. And God, we know we're not right, but yet we're still getting angry. God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for looking out for us. Thank you, Lord God, for understanding. Thank you. God, we appreciate you for that. Thank you, Father God, for not, God, turning away from us because of what you see down in our hearts or the choices that we make. God, thank you for loving us just as we are. I ask God that you continue to order our steps, God. I ask God that you continue to urge us forward, that you keep drawing us to you. For God, that whatever is going on, whatever is happening, Father God, that you help us to let go. Lord God, shake that stuff off and not carry it any longer. Father God, remove all the past hurts and pains and disappointments, even the unforgiveness, Lord God, even the regrets we have within our own selves, like I wish I would have, could have. God, asking God that you help us to release it all unto you. Get rid of it all, Father God, because you do have a plan for us, and it is good and it is better. You have a plan, and that we know that that plan is good. God, we don't want to miss you, not this time. We don't want to miss you, Lord. We want to walk with you in this journey. We want to keep going. We don't want to miss nothing that you have for us. God, open our eyes, God, that we can see. Help us to understand. Help us to grasp what you're trying to teach us, what we need to learn. God, help us. Sever the old ties, God. Sever that old stuff, Lord God. God, sever that familiar. Loose all of it from us, Lord. Uproot it from the depths of our soul. God, we want you to fill us with your spirit. We want your presence, God. We need your presence. We ask that you even, Father God, go through our homes. Remove everything out of our homes that's not of you. Go down to the foundation, Lord. We may not own the building, but God, we are presiding in there. So God, we're asking you, Lord, go around, Father God, and just remove everything, Father God, that would hinder us and stop us. Father God, and help us to recognize those things, Lord God, that we are doing to ourselves. Help us to recognize those words that are coming, Father God, that we just brush it off, Lord God, and give it over to you, that we begin to intercede on behalf of ourselves and for others, Lord God, that we're receiving this from. God, help us, Lord God, to keep our minds stayed on you, our hearts stayed on you, Father God, in the midst of it all. Father God, let us not go deaf ear or get disregarding or, Father God, shut down or just stop. Father God, understanding, Lord God, that everything that you have us go through, everything that we have to hear, all the correction, Lord God, it is to mold us and to shape us what you want us to be, Father God. And sometimes that is the hardest part, to just accept it all. Accept it all, God. So I ask God to help us, Lord God, have a heart of acceptance in the midst of it all. Help us to have a heart of acceptance, Lord God, even when it's coming from different directions, from all the different places, Lord, the places that we don't even expect it, or we would never have expected it. And it comes. causes such a deep penetrating pain inside of us. God, help us to shake it off and understand, Lord God, who we are and whose we are. We belong to you, and you've already told us that we are your child. We are loved. And that you have given us the power and the strength and the ability. You've already put it on the inside of us, Lord God. Help us to walk in it with the authority that you've given it. God, help us, God, to keep our mind stayed on you in the midst of the tests, the trials, the temptation. And God, when it gets overbearing, help us, Lord God, to confess that thing and ask for help. God, remove all the pride and the stubbornness and the hardness of the hearts. God, help us, God, not to be so jealous and envious and competitive. Lord God, help us to lay all that stuff down. God, remove the greed and the selfishness and the give back and the wanting to fight back, wanting to argue, wanting to prove, wanting to make a point. God, we even want to have some choice words come out of our mouth. And your word says we cannot have blessings and curses come out of our mouths. So God, we're asking for your help. Keep us, God. Root us and ground us in your word. Root us and ground us in your love, God, because we want you. We don't want to miss you. Not this time. Not this time, Lord. We want to keep going. We want to be pleasing in your sight. God, we desire to see your face. We desire to see you move. Not just in our lives, but in our families' lives, our friends' lives, those that are around us, Father God, those that you have us give our testimony to. God, we want to see you move, so God, help us. Give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God. Help us to make the right decisions, the right choices, Lord, so that we can receive everything that you have for us. God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that your blood still runs. And there's still power. And we thank you, God, that there's still salvation for all of us. God, help us to repent and turn and follow you. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus, touch our minds, God, regulate our minds, God, that we not think in some type of way, act in some type of way, God, but organize it, Father God, put things in order. Please, Lord, we need your help in our minds, Lord. We know, God, we already know what you can do because you've done some before, but God, every time you elevate it, God, it gets a little bit thicker. God, we need your wisdom. We need your understanding, even in the spiritual warfare. We don't want to be leaning to our own understanding. Not now. This is not the time, Jesus. But we don't want to be in our own way. We don't want to be doing our own way. We don't want to be in our own will, Father God. Help us, God, to lay it all down. Lay it at your feet. And just give it all over to you and wait on you, Father God, in the waiting, as we wait on you, Father God. Help us to wait, 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 because the end, Father God, is greater. If we just wait, help us to take our hands out of your business. Help us to take our hands away. Lord God, help us not even think on it. God, help us, God. Sometimes we even think on things. We conjure up ways that we can do some stuff more. But it's not profiting us anything. So help us, God, to release all that too. And be honest and true. And just dig a little bit deeper, Lord. Just dig a little bit deeper in our relationship with you. And just cry out to you even more. Pray even more. Fast even more. Reach our word even more. Because that's the only way we're going to make it through. That's the only way we're going to get to our destiny. That's the only way we're going to get to that promised land, what you promised us. That's the only way we're going to receive it. So help us to keep our minds on you, keep our eyes on you, not looking at one another, not wondering what would people say or what other people may think, not even our family, those that are close to us. Even they may not understand, but Father God, help us, Lord. Help us to understand that you know, we know, and there may be some people that's walking this walk with us that may know that can intercede on our behalf. Father God, to help us to know on the inside. Let us not be shaken by every little thing. Let us not shrink back. God, help us to stand firm on your promises, on your word. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your help. We thank you, Father God, that you love us that much. Oh my goodness, Lord, thank you. God, we just appreciate you. And we ask that you help us, Father God, to grow even more fonder of you, gives more grateful, more loving, more caring. God, that you will fill us with your fruits of the Spirit and the character that you want us to have. Let us not be the same each and every day. Let us grow. Grow closer to you. Be more like you. With everything that is within us, Lord. With everything that is within us. God, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing every prayer request that has gone up before you. God, we know you see and we know that you know what's going on.